So once again, in the time that we have this evening, just want to give a brief devotional on prayer. We always need encouragement to pray. It's not something that comes naturally, but it's we want to deepen our relationship with the Lord through prayer. And even though the flesh finds every excuse to keep us from prayer, the Spirit is always calling us to prayer. And so we see in this passage, Psalm 142, the title of it is A Prayer When He Was in the Cave. And we recognize the background of this in David's life, when he was on the run from Saul, who sought his life, and they went to hide in a cave, and Saul and his the group that was with him, they saw the cave and thought, oh, that would be a good place to sleep for the night. And so they all came in, and David was hiding in the darkness of the cave further back and was not detected, and did have a chance where he could have slain Saul, but he refused to because he was the Lord's anointed. And after having done so, spared Saul's life, where he confronted Saul about that, and so Saul showed mercy and stopped chasing him, at least for a little while. So you can think of it, he was in a pretty tight place, pretty dangerous situation, and it wasn't the first time, and it wasn't going to be the last time either. And so this prayer came out of that time of distress, and so there's much we can learn from it, much that can correlate, because we have times where we're in great distress. Sometimes it is no fault of our own, sometimes it is something of our own making. But regardless of the case, we know that we can pray to the Lord and He will hear us. So Psalm 142 in verse 1 says, I cried to the Lord with my voice in the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him, I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then Thou knewest my path, and the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And so we see with him, as it begins, he cried to the Lord with his voice, that he prayed to Him. And we see verse 2, it's interesting what he says there. I poured out my complaint before Him. And it's interesting because, of course, we know that our tendency sometimes when we're in a bad situation is to complain. And we think of the children of Israel, when they were wandering in the wilderness, there came a time where they complained, and it said that it displeased the Lord, and that's when He sent the fiery serpents amongst them. But we see there's a difference, because we see that David is not simply complaining to the Lord. Rather, we see the phrasing there, that he poured out his complaint before Him. And so it's kind of the thing is that when we pray, we can do that. It's not that we're complaining to God. We're just showing Him what our problem is. We're laying out our situation. And of course, He knows what our situation is. And so in a way, we almost don't think it to be necessary. But we understand He wants to hear us. He wants us to lay out our problem before Him and just give that problem to Him to fix. And so it's that sense that we come to him with a problem and that we don't have a solution for. And sometimes we think of it as we lay it out to the Lord, that as we pray to him, that sometimes he can help us to understand our problem better and see it from the right perspective. And you actually see that in different times in the Psalms, where that's what David does, is he pours out his complaint to the Lord, but then by the end of the Psalm, then the Lord's given him that right perspective. And so verse 3 says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." And there are times where we are overwhelmed by our circumstances. And in those times, a lot of times, we don't think that there's anybody that really cares. And we see what he says there in verse 4, that he looked on his right hand, there was no man that would even know him, that no man cared for his soul, that he couldn't find any refuge or any help in the people around him. Maybe some wanted to help him but weren't able to. Maybe some could have helped him and weren't willing to. But whatever the case was, he was in a bad, tight situation. But we see what he says, "And when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." And that's what we can be certain of with the Lord, is that it's not like he's busy and he somehow allowed us to be in an overwhelming situation, and because he got distracted doing something else, and we have to bring his attention to it to actually even want to do anything to help us. That's not like that. That it isn't that situation at all. That instead, that he's right there with us. He knows our path, and he's wanting to help us. And so, even though he couldn't find any refuge or any help from anyone else, he said, "Crying to the Lord, and I said, Thou art my portion, refuge and portion, the land of the living." And that's what we can be certain of, that he is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. And so he asked the Lord to attend to his cry, for he's brought very low. And it's the thing, is that sometimes that's can be what it takes, is where we come to a place where we are brought very low, a time where we're in a position of vulnerability, a position in which we're being assailed by others, a position, as he describes it, as being prison, a place where doesn't have the freedom, where he's in a place of oppression. It seems like things are closing in on him and he needs help. And so we don't want to be in those situations, but sometimes we realize the Lord's bring those in us situations to call us to prayer, to motivate us to pray. And that's sometimes what we want to realize. And of course, too often our situation can be is that we get into trouble, we ask God to bail us out, and he does so, and things are good for a while, and then we cease to pray. And sometimes he has to bring us back into a low place to get us back into the practice of prayer. And so we want to learn from that and realize that we should be praying to the Lord all the time, and that'll help us in many different ways. But he says, "Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name." And that's really so much of our answers to prayer, is it's not just for our benefit, not just to save our bacon. It's so that we can glorify him, so that we can honor him before others, that we can declare his goodness to others. And we see with this that he has an assurance, one that the righteous would compass him about, that he wouldn't be alone, that God's people would be with him and serve as a protection to him. And he has that assurance as well, that the Lord would deal bountifully with me. And that's the God that we serve. That He doesn't just kind of throw us a bone now and then to keep us happy. He doesn't just give us the bare necessities of what we need. We know that He's able to give us exceeding abundant above all that we ask and think. That we know that He will supply our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so we can be thankful for that. And so it's the thought that we pray because we get into difficult situations, places that are troubling to us, places where we need help but we can't find it anywhere else around us. It may not be that people don't want to help us. It might just be that they're not able or they don't know how. But we know that God does. He knows our situation. And so He's the one to cry out unto. And we can be sure that as we pray that He will hear, that He will help us, and that He will deal bountifully with us. And that's the thing, is sometimes we want to kind of stipulate to God how He's going to answer our prayers. And a lot of times it's just, get me out of this situation. And He can do that. But sometimes He keeps us in because He wants to teach us things. He wants us to develop that relationship with Him. He wants to help us to learn to come before the throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. And so it's the thing is that we want Him just to fix everything, but a lot of what He needs to fix is us. And so He brings us through some of these things to help us deal with different issues, to learn to trust Him, learn to humble ourselves before Him. That a lot of times it can just be Him sanding away, knocking off the rough edges, helping us to become more like Himself. And so can think of it this way. When we have trials and troubles and tribulations, we never want those to be wasted. Because sometimes we want to understand, God's trying to teach us a lesson. And if we fuss and fume and we don't learn the lesson, then we're probably going to have to go through that trial again. And so we don't want to waste that trial. We want to say, okay, Lord, what are You trying to teach me? And sometimes what He's trying to teach us is make better decisions. But it's learning that that this is something that I'm going through, and God wants to draw me closer to Himself and let me make the most of this difficulty that I'm facing, so that it will strengthen my relationship with Him. All right, so that's devotion for tonight, so let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this time together. We just pray You would teach us to pray. Just guide us in the week to come. Keep us safe. Just pray that You would meet the needs that we have, and just bring us all back together safely for our you on Thursday night. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.